Welcome to this very special episode of Above the Clouds. Since we are approaching Radhastami or Shrimati Radharani's appearance day, we will dedicate this episode to her glories. Once the gopis were discussing amongst themselves, and they said, "Oh, this one gopi has surely performed the highest aradhana of Bhagavan, Sri Hari." This verse is found in the Bhagavatam. Anaya radito nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishvaraha. So, yes, this one amongst us has surely performed the highest worship. Thus she has received the name Radhika. That is why, being very much pleased with her, Govinda has left us in the Rasa Stali and went off with her to a solitary place. This love of Shrimati Radharani is really the guiding light of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. See, in this world, everyone is seeking happiness, and that pleasure of the happiness is ultimately found in love. If that is the guiding principle here in this world, why should this not be found in its source, the ultimate reality? There, in the spiritual world, this guiding principle takes on a motto: everything for Krishna, nothing for myself. Srila Prabhupada himself was once asked about his motto in life, and he expressed this. He said, "Everything for Krishna, nothing for myself." This is possible for personalities who have totally dedicated their life and come into the under the shelter of Shrimati Radharani. The great souls are totally sheltered at her lotus feet. In the Gaga Samhita, we find a wonderful pastime where Radha goes to Siddhashram because she heard that anyone who would visit that holy place would certainly meet Krishna. So she went there and she took her bath, and after her bath she went onto her palanquin from where she would be carried through this holy place. So, meanwhile, all the queens of Krishna had also come there, and they discussed, why is Krishna so much talking about Radha? Why is Krishna saying that I love Radha eternally and she loves me eternally? Satyabhama said, "Am I not beautiful? Or is Krishna not also very much enthused by me? After all, he has gone to the heavenly planets and he has brought from there the highly fragrant Parijata tree, which he planted directly before my door so that there would be always pleasing fragrances." So anyway, all the queens were there and wondering about Radharani. And when Radharani was brought into where they were, you know, the place where they were all standing and discussing, they saw only a beautiful palanquin at first. It was golden, decorated with flags, with ornaments, and there was a curtain of pearls. Radharani was behind that curtain on that palanquin. So the queen smelled her fragrance, which was the fragrance of Malati flowers that pervaded all directions. Bees came to catch that fragrance. Then Srimati Radharani very carefully placed her lotus feet on the ground by first touching it with her graceful toes. And only then the entire foot came on the ground, which was covered by flowers instantaneously. As soon as they saw this lotus foot of Srimati Radharani from far away, the queens were overcome by the beauty of Sri Radha and suddenly fainted. It really was as if the sun had risen and all of a sudden all the minor stars fainted. Or as Sri Rupa Goswami says, the brilliance of millions upon millions of full moons pales before the opulent light of the nails of your lotus feet. When Srimati Radharani came out of the palanquin, she had only eyes for Krishna. She loves Krishna so much that every sense of her is focused on him, and when Krishna is not present, even then she sees Krishna in her pangs of separation. But now she was standing before the Lord, and she said to Krishna, "Now where I see you, my life is a success. My austerity is a success. And my coming to this holy place of pilgrimage, Siddhashram, everything has turned into a wonderful success." So in the evening, when all the lights went out, because everyone who had gone to that holy place took their rest, Rukmini noticed that there was still light in Krishna's tent. Krishna was not asleep, so Rukmini went to Krishna and asked him, "Master, my Lord, you are not sleeping, why not?" And Krishna said, "Because my Radha is not yet asleep. Radha is accustomed to drink milk because she is from Vrindavan. And without this she can't sleep, so I also can't sleep." So Rukmini thought, "Well, then I will bring her some milk." And she went into the kitchen and personally prepared milk, and then she personally brought it to the tent of Srimati Radharani and gave her the milk. A little later, she came to the tent of Krishna to massage the Lord's lotus feet and then help him to gradually fall asleep. But when Rukmini saw Krishna's lotus feet, she was shocked. The soles of his feet were covered with blisters. She said, "My Lord, you have burned your feet." Krishna looked at her sternly and said, "Oh, foolish Rukmini, you have burned my feet." "What? I have not burned my feet." "Your feet." Krishna said, "When you cooked that milk, you cooked it very, very hot. and not thinking about the right temperature, you brought the glass of milk to Radha's tent and said, "Here, Krishna sends you your milk." Srimati Radharani became so enthusiastic that she immediately poured down the milk, drinking it by thinking this comes from Krishna. And because my lotus feet are always in her heart, when she drank that hot milk and had heartburn, my feet were also burned. For the first time, Rukmini could now understand why Srimati Radhika is so dear to Krishna. She holds the lotus feet of her Lord always in her heart. Therefore, the Narada Pancharatna glorifies her as Prema Priya. She passionately loves Krishna. Prema Rupa, she is the form of all transcendental love. Prema Tarangini, she is an ocean filled with waves of transcendental love. And then Prema Datri, she is the giver of that transcendental love. Srimati Radharani can be worshipped very nicely by just us seeing her special position. Prabhupada said, instead of offering directly a flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Radharani. And you say, kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. Then Krishna will accept. On the auspicious appearance day of Srimati Radharani, we can offer pushpanjali or flowers and pray to Radharani. Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna. Krishna is yours. And Prabhupada ends, he says, so you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. A very special and easy way to do that is to, on her appearance day, chant the holy names, keeping in mind that the Hare and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the name which is most frequently there in the mantra. And while chanting, having a picture of Srimati Radharani in front of you, you can also offer flowers to that picture and then chant with love and a prayer to the holy names of Krishna. You can pray, O Srimati Radharani, amongst all the beloved gopis of Krishna, you are his most cherished jewel. Therefore, kindly be pleased upon me and quickly shower your mercy by including me amongst your family members. This is a prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami. I wish you a wonderful celebration of Srimati Radharani, and may she bless us despite our present imperfections. Srimati Radharani Ki Jai.